You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 33.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Happy National Pretzel Day! I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm good. It's raining outside and I love the rain, so.
Nice. Get to hear the pitter-patter on the roof.
Well, I can't hear the pitter-patter on the roof because I'm on the second floor. Out of three floors, just to clarify.
That's all right. I always think you're the top four, but I guess you're not. I always forget there's that extra set.
Yep,
that extra set of steps. Oh. Well, did you know it was National Pretzel Day?
I didn't, but now I kind of want a soft pretzel.
Now you can go get one, and you can get a free one with it, because I don't know about other pretzel places, but Auntie Anne's is doing receive a free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel with any purchase for the entire weekend.
So are you going to go with me? Because I won't eat two pretzels. So you can buy a pretzel and I'll get the free one. I'm like, that sounds like a good plan to me.
That's a good deal for you. Especially since I don't like Auntie Anne's pretzels.
I did not know that.
Nah,
that could have been your truth. Or your lie.
I'll have to save that for another day.
Well, now I know.
You know, 30 years from now when I play with someone else again, so I'll have something to say. I know that's not a popular stance there, because so many people like Auntie Anne's.
I can see not liking it though, because it is super greasy, and there are a lot of things greasy that I don't like.
It's greasy and it's very sweet.
Yeah.
I like just a classic, huge Bavarian pretzel. That's what I could go for.
I like carbs in just about all styles.
It is a good carb holiday. Well, we have an update today. Actually, it came in, I believe, yesterday or the day before, about our McKee's Rock story near Pittsburgh, PA. The homeless man that was sleeping in the dumpster and lost his prosthetic leg when the garbage truck came to collect the garbage out of the dumpster, and he got dumped into the garbage truck. The officers gave him 30 minutes to search for it. He couldn't find it still, and so they took him out, took him to the hospital, and no injuries were reported. The update is, and I remember saying, how could a homeless man be in this dumpster and get collected by the garbage truck? Wouldn't he know, like, the schedule? Like, oh, it comes this day for these dumpsters in this area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was right, because it turns out the man is not homeless. He actually just left. He walked out of his house because he was just tired of it. The authorities said they described what he walked out of the house as chaos. He walked out of the chaos. He just needed a break, so he figured he'd go sleep in the dumpster for the night, because he knew that it was only filled with plastic in it. Plastic and cardboard was in that dumpster, and that's it. So he figured it was a good, safe place to go lay down and relax. They also
didn't know that the schedule was happening.
Right, he didn't know.
He wasn't homeless, but you weren't right.
Well, I was right. Like I said, a homeless man would know that. So. I mean, he wasn't homeless, so we're good.
I was right.
Like, he couldn't have been homeless because he would have known the schedule.
Was he really missing his leg, though?
He is, they say. And that's the other update. They searched the garbage truck and did not find the prosthetic leg. So they have not said anything farther to that. So, I mean, it sounds like he may have lost it somewhere else. I don't know. Nobody knows.
I can't say that I'd be so desperate to get away from my house that I'd go in a garbage truck. I mean, I would definitely leave my house. I've been that point where I've been so desperate to leave the house. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think I'd climb into a dumpster.
Yeah. I don't know where I would go. There's no parks around there, really, so I don't know.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't, like, go to sleep anywhere, though. I mean, I'm not a public sleeper because I get so freaked out that I'm more freaked out that I'm going to, like, people who sleep on the bus or on the airplane, like, astound me. Like, how do you not miss your stop? And I understand on a plane there are flight attendants that can wake you up, but especially on a bus, like, how do you not miss your stop? I don't understand it. Like, how do you sleep on a bus? But also because it's creepy, because then people are staring at you and, like, it's weird. And so I'm not a public sleeper in the first place, but so I would probably just, like, walk around until I thought that things were cooled down. I mean, not probably, that's exactly what I would do because I've done it before. So
I don't know what buses you've been on, but I haven't stared at people that are sleeping. I haven't seen people staring at sleepers. I wouldn't be worried about that. I don't think that's a thing.
But if you're not if you're asleep, then you have no control over what happens to you.
Yeah. You think they'll draw on your face with markers? I'm a control freak,
first of all. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a control freak. So the idea of not having control over what happens to me freaks me out. Let alone the crazy people who are alive in this world and what they could do to me even when I am in control.
Yeah.
So I prefer to keep awareness. That's why I've never gotten drunk before, because it freaks me out to not be able to have control.
Not have control. Yeah.
Freaks me out, man. Ugh.
Well, one thing you
don't understand it.
One thing you have control over is your password. Especially now, this day and age, when everyone's getting hacked and passwords are being found and it's so easy to log into people's accounts. So in UK, they did a study and found the most used passwords. I have a list of the top 5 most used passwords. Would you like to take a stab at any of them? You think you might have one or two in your head of a common used password?
Like capital ABC 123. I don't know. That I have no idea.
I don't have the full list, but that did not make the top 5. Here's our top 5. So if you have one of these passwords, you probably want to change it because it's easily hackable. Number 5. 1111111.
But they always have to have letters in them.
Not always, no.
Almost all of my passwords have to have letters, and now they're all starting to do special characters, too.
Yeah, they are a lot of times, yes. But
maybe it's different in the UK.
But the common thing.
00000 for my voicemail at work.
Everybody can listen to Danielle's voicemail.
Yeah, I'm not especially nervous about people listening in on my calls.
Plus, if you haven't changed your password in a long time, I mean, you've got passwords that are so old that they definitely didn't require you to do any of that stuff.
No, because I've had my Yahoo email account for a very long time, like a very long time. And a couple of years ago, I had to change it. I had to update it so that it had a capital letter and a number, and it doesn't have to have a special character, I don't think. I don't know.
Well, I can't think of what off the top of my head, but I do have a few logins where my password has no uppercase, no numbers.
Yeah.
I should probably go change it, but I do still have some.
The only thing I can think of is, like, my PIN number, which I guess is the most important password. But, like, it has to be numbers.
Yeah. Well, number 4 is password. Okay. Number 3, QWERTY. QWERTY. The first first letters, the first letters on the keyboard, on the top left of the keyboard.
Yes. I was like, what is that?
Number two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nice.
And the number one.
They don't like zero.
No zero. And the number one most used by a huge margin is just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nice.
So if you have any of that as a password, go change it right now. Pause this podcast and go change it. Because you're going to get hacked.
Who? But I can't see anybody using those passwords for something important. Like, maybe for your voicemail or, like, your junk email account or something. But I can't, like, who would use 1, 2, 3, 4 as their password for something important? I just don't understand. It's 2019, people.
People want passwords that are easy to remember because they're tired of having to have a password for everything. So then they just make one easy to remember one.
Well, they should just make one hard to remember one, and then they'll remember it if they use it for everything.
And it doesn't say how many people were surveyed, but the number one password, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, was used by 23.2 million people.
That's a lot of people.
That is. What do you think the number one...
I mean, it's not a lot of people if you think in contrast to how many people are in the world. But it's still... And technically, it's not... It's... Think of how many passwords you have. So it could be just one of their passwords.
Could be,
you know what I mean?
All the rest of the passwords...
So it's not a lot, but...
All the rest of the passwords at the top five were from 3 to 7.7 million users, times used, so... The big deal for that number one.
So it's not to whatever million people. It's to whatever million accounts. So it could be one person uses that for everything because they're just really dumb. And then that wouldn't be 2 million, but... Yeah. Okay. Still weird.
And what do you think the number... What do you think the number one fictional character is for the password?
Mickey Mouse?
No, that's not even the top five.
Really?
It's Superman. Okay, so here we have a list of top moments when wedding photographers and other people involved in the wedding knew that the couple would end up in divorce. Some of these are really stupid.
That's not hard. It happens 50% of the time. So got a 50-50 shot.
Some of these are really dumb because it's real obvious. Like, oh, yeah, of course that person ended up in divorce. You know? So I'm going to go with the top five because they seem more interesting for the most part. Number five, someone said that there is one particular venue I've shot that has 100% divorce rate with our clients. It's a state park, which I've dubbed Omen Meadows. So they have not said what park it is, but there's a state park. Where everyone who's photographed there has ended in divorce.
Well, by this one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Number
so
four.
So we don't know if it's actually a park omen. Just saying.
Right.
Worth looking out for, though.
If you're getting married at the park, don't get that photographer. Number four was a groom that was super quiet and just... didn't seem interested. He wouldn't smile or anything. And at the end of the wedding, the bride asked the photographer for a discount because the photographer could not make the groom look happy enough. They ended up getting the divorce a year later.
Oh my gosh.
So like I said, it's kind of like a dumb list. Like how's that? And that was one instance. How's that in the top things that show you're going to get divorced? So.
Well, if the groom doesn't smile during the wedding.
Yeah, I guess.
There you go.
It's not very statistical is what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Number three, this person said, at one wedding I shot, the groom kept winking at me and my assistant during the ceremony. He wasn't winking like he had something in his eye. He was leaning back in his chair, looking past his soon-to-be wife and winking at us.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Number two. I found that the bigger the country hit that they dance to at the reception, the shorter the marriage lasts. Couples that use
Fascinating.
obscure songs seem to last longer. And number
Interesting.
one, I don't know how my wife and I have survived this because I think we break this rule. It's the cake in the face ritual. A lot of times people will take the cake and smear it in the other person's face. The groom or the bride will smear it in each other's face. Well, what they're saying is if you both do the same thing, you're good. But if one of you smears and one of you doesn't, chances are it's ending in a divorce.
Who smeared? I don't remember yours.
Yeah, I believe I didn't do a big smear, but I smeared it a little bit. And I don't believe, I asked my wife just to make sure, and she can't remember it, but I don't believe she smeared in my face at all. So.
I think that counts because you both don't remember. So
Right.
my gosh.
We'll be fine.
However, if the statistics are still 50-50 shot, 50% divorce rate, we've got three marriages in our family, so one of you is bound to get a divorce. Just warning you guys.
No, I should have never smeared that cake in her face. right, in the Nebraska, there was a ambulance that was driving a 59-year-old man to the hospital because his heart was just racing. It was going crazy. It reached 200 beats per minute on this 7-mile, 20-minute ride to the hospital. And they saved him. Do you know how they saved him?
No, freezing him.
No.
Well, if you're colder, your heart rate slows.
Typically,
I
you
think.
figured that they would use like the paddles, right? They do that
Wait, I
to
thought
bring
you
the
said his
heartbeat.
heart rate was high.
Yeah, I believe they do that to bring the heartbeat down or to bring it back up. Like to stabilize your heartbeat, they do it, whether it's racing or whether it's
That they
low.
use paddles to bring your heart rate down.
Well,
That's like electricity into you.
that's what they say. They say one way to treat it is with an electrical shock, like you'll see on television with like the paddles, the clear, that kind of deal.
Maybe because it restarts it? Interesting.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But that's not what they used. What they used is a good old-fashioned pothole. While they were driving, they hit a
Yay.
pothole and it stabilized his heartbeat. They said the phenomenon is rare, but it does happen. This isn't the first time that it's happened.
So did they purposely hit the pothole then?
No, they did not.
Oh.
If they were in
Well,
Pennsylvania, then they had no choice but to hit a pothole. So it was Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
Seems a good. Go
fugitive
ahead.
in Austria that has been a fugitive. He's been out of jail for over a decade now. It was 10 and a half years ago that he broke out of prison. He went to spend his whole time in Tenerife, which is an island off of Spain. I don't know if you ever heard of that. I never did.
Tenerife.
It's a big vacation destination, island off of Spain. It's supposed to be like paradise, beautiful. Except for this guy. Did not think it was that great because he got tired of it. He said he was tired of living there and decided to go back and turn himself into jail. That just happened this week. Man walks up to jail. Hey, I've been gone for 10 and a half years, living in this vacation island, but I'm done. I've had enough of it. I'm ready for jail.
Interesting.
Yeah. Another interesting thing is Hitler had a quote unquote suicide letter that he wrote. It was about a week before he ended up dying, and it describes how he's not going to leave Germany. He's going to stay in Germany, and like he's not going to run for his life or anything like that. He'll end up dying in Germany. Well, this letter has just turned up, and it's going up for auction. How much do you think that they will get for this letter?
$3 billion.
What are you, the evil villain from Austin Powers? $3 billion. the minimum bid is set at $30,000.
Holy crap, that's way, way, way lower than I thought it would be.
They're estimating they should get between $60,000 to $80,000.
I would have thought it would be in the millions at least.
The auction company's president, Bill Panagopoulos, said that he believes it could go up to $3 billion.
See?
I'm See? Just kidding.
You're so mean. I'm surprised that it wouldn't go to a museum.
A museum could bid on it if they want.
A museum could bid on it, but that's way, way, way low. Wow. I really thought with all of the World War II aficionados, they would like jump all over that. People pay more for Disney World, like old Disney World stuff.
Yeah, it all depends on what it is, too. I don't know. I don't know why.
All right, then.
Our last thing just came up. It's kind of gone viral here. There was a group of young men that were in Alabama in a barbecue restaurant getting ready to eat when they saw this elderly woman that was sitting alone. So the one guy thought, Dane, I'd hate for her to have to eat alone. So I went over and talked to her. So he introduces himself, starts talking to her, finds out that this elderly lady had lost her husband. And that day that they were eating would have been her and her passed away husband's 60th anniversary. So that's what she was out, celebrating or whatever at the restaurant. So the guy said he gave his condolences, asked her to come join them to eat, which she was very happy to do. And there's a good picture of her sitting with these three gentlemen at the restaurant. And she said her heart was warmed and they shared it on Facebook and it just blew up and became a viral sensation.
That's nice.
It is. That's not a whole lot going on to the story, but I just had to share that because I thought it was pretty cool. Nice people doing nice things.
I don't think he did this. I don't know if he did this to be nice or just to be like his weird self or to like put himself out of his comfort zone or something. But my old youth pastor would always tell us how we should try to like when we're alone going to eat in a restaurant or even when we're with somebody, we should go sit with somebody who's alone.
Okay. Did they do it?
He said he always did it.
Oh, okay.
I never did it because that is beyond out of my comfort zone. I am an introvert through and through.
Well, there's a challenge to everybody out there, including ourselves. One of these next times you're out at a restaurant, try and test yourself and go sit with somebody that's sitting alone. Or go talk with them and see if they want some company, if they want to sit with you.
Yeah.
We'll get back together and see if anybody's done that.
Okay. I can tell you right now, the answer is no for me.
Come on. You got to try. Come on. Talk yourself into it.
Well, I mean, not only am I an introvert, but I really don't eat out anymore. So.
Well, that's why I said, like, I don't eat out a whole lot either. I said, so it won't be like next week, but, you know, one of these next times that you end up going out, see if you could do it.
Okay.
All right. Next, we got the movie challenge. But before that, here's a little shout out to our friend Ronnie, who has her own podcast.
Do you get bored doing mundane household chores? Do you lack focus and motivation? My name's Ronnie, and in my podcast, Clean With Me, I literally talk you through the process of cleaning your house. We'll spend a little time in each area of your home, and I'll keep you entertained with household tips and relevant stories as you clean along with each episode. In a nutshell, Clean With Me is a motivational podcast about cleaning to listen to while you clean. Look up Clean With Me on your favorite podcast app and subscribe today.
Movie challenge time. Danielle, how about you start us off and go first?
Okay. So I watched Vacation from 2015 with, I can't remember any of their names, Christina Applegate, Chris Hemsworth was in it, or was it Chris? Or yeah, it was Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I believe so.
And then two other actors that I know, but I don't remember their names. The guy from Hangover and a girl from a lot of things, but I can't remember what their names are right now. Anywho, it's a remake, not a remake, it's a sequel, I guess, to the old National Lampoon's Vacation. So the family consists of a husband and a wife and two sons, and they go to a cabin usually for vacation, but they decide instead, because they're tired of, the wife doesn't like going to the cabin, that they're going to go to Wally World, which is where the husband used to go on vacation with his family, and they always had a good time, so he thinks they'll have a good time, so they take a road trip. Other than it being about a family, it was in 100% no way a family movie.
Come on, with like high school age kids?
No.
When you were in high school, you wouldn't be watching this with mom and dad?
No. Oh my gosh, no. No.
I would have been.
No. It was intensely vulgar. The F word was in it almost every 5 minutes. It was, I am not a fan of vulgar humor. I don't like the movie Step Brothers for that reason. Everybody loves Step, a lot of people love Step Brothers. I hated it. It's just vulgar humor. And then on top of that, I hate it when you get kids involved in vulgar humor. And that's what happened in this movie, was the two kids, which it's not as bad when it's a teenager, still kind of bad, but not as bad. But there was also a kid in it, and who was like 10, and he was involved in it. And I just, ugh. I did not like the movie at all. I maybe, exhaled a little bit of a laugh twice, but that's it. I didn't think it was funny at all. I did not like this movie at all. It was way too vulgar for me.
Sorry to hear maybe, that.
Maybe if I had kids, I maybe would let a senior in high school watch it, but I would never watch it with them. Because I probably would, because I would want them to be extremely uncomfortable and not okay with watching those kinds of movies. So that's why I would watch it with them. But I would not get enjoyment out of it. It is one of those movies that you would be cringing at the entire time if you watched it with your parents. To this day, I would cringe at it watching it with our parents.
Wow.
So bad.
Yeah, it's totally different than I would feel, yeah.
It was so bad.
I've watched movies like this with them when I was in high school, so.
Ugh, no. I can't even do that. Never mind. Just no. So, I was not a fan. I would give it, can I give it 0 stars? Because sure. I would give it 0 stars.
0 stars. There you go. Put that on the label for the DVD.
0 stars for Danielle. Sibling jabber. Yeah. It was, yeah. On the only positive side is I did try and watch this movie before, because it was on HBO when I had HBO, and so I was like, why not? It sounds like it might be funny. I like the actors in it. And I started it and got maybe 15 minutes in and just stopped. So, which is unusual, because I'm a completionist. We've talked about this.
So you finally got to complete it.
It was. I completed the
All right, there's her review.
movie.
Okay, so it's time for me. I watched Speed Racer, which grossed slightly less than the vacation movie you had to watch. It actually was on a budget of $120 million and only grossed 93.9 in the box office. It starred Emile Hirsch, Christina Ricci, Matthew Fox, Susan Sarandon, John Goodman, a lot of big names in it. And they all performed very well. The acting was probably the brightest spot in this entire movie. Acting was really good. Emile Hirsch was okay, and the rest were pretty good. Which is it's always funny because I see Christina Ricci and I never know what to think about the movie. Because she's in
Oh,
some
I love
movies where I
her.
think she's really good, and other movies I think she's just awful.
I
What
have
did
not seen a movie that she's in that I don't like, though I haven't seen a lot of her movies, so
Yeah.
only the movies that sound good, though I don't know everything she's been in. I think she's an amazing actress. I recently saw her in oh crap. It was called The Madhouse. It was a Lifetime movie. I don't typically watch them, but it was a true story about a woman who was a journalist who went into an insane asylum in like the 30s or something, or
Okay.
and maybe it was the 50s. I don't know. But anyway, she went in because she heard that once you go in, you can't go out, and the people are there don't arrive crazy, they become crazy there. And so she wrote about all this, and it's a book that I actually just got, so I want to read it, that this lady wrote, and she was fantastic in that movie, like phenomenal. She was so good.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress away from you. I really like Christina Ricci.
Back to Speed Racer. It is definitely 100% a kid's movie, not an adult movie.
I'm an adult and I love that movie.
It's a movie that the kids watch and you just walk out of the room because you don't want to see it. It is the I'm not big on like time jumps. If you put like one or two in a movie to help
Flashbacks.
to yeah, like a flashback,
Not like time traveling.
any kind of that stuff, time travel and flashback and anything like that. I'm not really big on it. If there's like one or two in the movie, I can handle it as long as it's farther in the plot. I'll be okay with it as long as it doesn't last too long. This movie starts with 17 minutes of time jumping and doesn't help explain what is going on at all. I got confused and lost. I had to rewind and look at the hairstyle of John Goodman to figure out if we were in the past or the present or the future in two different clips of it.
Wow, you are really bad at time jumps. Have
Yeah,
you ever seen Pay Forward? Because that one screwed me up.
pay it forward. No, I have not seen that. Yeah, so this like if I have to rewind a movie, I'm already like, oh gosh, now I got to try and figure out where this scene took place. They just because some of the scenes were so quick, it was you. There's like a 30-second scene. You're like, oh crap, wait. Now are they in a different time period now? But was that the pat? Oh, I'm so lost.
But I feel like they do the cheesy, overused, like stare outs and zoom into the face and then into a time difference.
No, they did. They
Flashback.
do that. They would have two scenes at the same time. They would have like one scene going on,
Yeah.
and then they would have like someone's face floating from the left screen to the right side of the
Yeah.
screen. They do cheesy stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, there was no common theme of letting you know, all right, we're out of this flashback and we're into the present. All right, now this is the future because they were doing all three, future, past, and present. So,
I feel like, wait, they didn't do future.
yes, there was some future in there. The one in particular I can remember is when he is talking to Emil Hirsch, speed racer, is talking to the rich guy that's trying to buy his team, kind of his
Yeah.
racing team, and he's telling him what will happen if he does not accept. And as he's telling him what happens, they go briefly to the future and show what happens, and then they come back to the present and show them back at the rich guy's office. And then they go to the present time, which is now past the future time that they just showed. So there's so much jumping around.
Weird. I didn't have, I mean, I remember that, but I didn't have that hard of a time figuring out what time I was in.
Yeah, because like especially that one, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. All right, they're showing you the future, what would have happened. Now they just fought. Now they're back to present time, and they're back at their meeting in the office. Okay, so he's showing what's going to happen, but that's probably not going to end up being what happens. And then next scene, when they're out of the office, it's further in the future, past what they showed was going to happen. So then you're like, okay, so I guess that wasn't like a prediction scene, like a foreshadowing scene. It was an actual real scene of what happened. So it got a little confusing there.
I don't remember what you were talking. Now I'm confused. Maybe I don't remember what you were talking.
See, it's confusing you too.
No, you're confusing me. The movie doesn't confuse me at all. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, there's it's like I said, definitely a kids movie. Some things were just a little too cheesy. So I enjoyed the cheesiness, I guess, of it as much as you can enjoy it. There were some things I got a little too cheesy. Like there's a fight scene, and it turns out that you see that they're in the back of like a semi truck, like in the trailer of a truck. And as this truck's swerving all around, for the good majority, about 90% of the scene, you couldn't tell that they were in the back of a truck that was swerving all around because they weren't moving around at all until towards the last part of the scene. Then they started getting fun around as the truck moved really, really swung left and right around. They went to go get, he went on like his missile, his screen to show his where he was going to aim his missile. And instead of crosshairs being there was a happy face. So wherever that happy face was is where the missile would shoot. Stuff like that was the cheese that was in it. Some of the dialogue was a little boring for me. I did find one funny where Racer X, who is kind of like the Batman of Speed Racer, because that's what they make him like, he asks right after the truck scene, he asks this guy that's laying on the ground that he just saved. Who has blood all over his face, big gashes, cuts in his face, blood all over. He says, "Are you okay?" And the guy says to him, "Yeah, I'm fine." Or no, he says, "Are you hurt?" That's what he says, "Are you hurt?" He goes, "Are you hurt?" And the guy says, "No, I'm good." Really, you're good? Okay.
He's good. He can take a lot, man.
I also found it to be
He also
funny.
doesn't say it in that voice. I just want to clarify. He doesn't go up and go, "Are you hurt?" He's like,
No.
"Are you hurt?"
Yeah, it's definitely like a Batman. Are you hurt? He's like, "No, I'm good. Thanks." I thought it was funny that cars are blowing up, which people are clearly dying left and right as these cars are blowing up,
They're
which
not. Didn't you see the little bubble that they pop out in?
no, not at the end at the Grand Prix race. They were blowing up. I didn't see any bubbles there. And as they're blowing up, the crowd's cheering, which is what I thought was the weird part. Like they're blowing up, whatever. It's like a cartoon, you know, like that kind of stuff happens in cartoons all the time. You don't get to see like the dead bodies or anything. So, you know, it's just cartoon violence. But I just thought it was funny that the crowd's cheering as these cars are blowing up. Yeah.
No, they pop into a bubble.
Oh, I totally did not see that in that Grand Prix race.
Yeah,
I've
they
seen that.
definitely pop into
I
a
saw
bubble.
them in another race where they were getting saved. They would pop into a bubble or they would parachute out real quick. But that Grand Prix race, they were just blowing up pieces everywhere. Oh, what else do I have here? I liked at the end how the winner of the race gets to drink milk. I thought that was a nice touch instead of the typical like champagne, spraying champagne everywhere, drinking champagne. It was a kid, so he was drinking milk. And then maybe in that final race, the Grand Prix race, it was a little bit of a stretch that Speed Racer had to start in last place, got all the way up to first place, wrecked the car, all the cars passed him with most of the race over, and he's in last place again, and he catches all the way back up and finishes in first place. So I thought maybe they could have done that a little bit better, where when he wrecks, he's at least only half of the field down instead of everyone passing him up. So he doesn't have to come back all the way from like he started in 40th place, which by the time the race ends, I'm sure there's probably only like 20 to 30 cars left after all the explosions. But still, like to come back from 40 to first and then once again come back from 20 to first, that's a little unbelievable. So.
I think it's funny the things that you think, like that you pick out to like not like about a movie like that, where you like the movie Vacation, but they're like, it's full of unbelievable things.
But no, yeah, I don't like them. Just because I like it or don't like it doesn't like that. That doesn't make me like a movie or not like a movie. It may be a part in it. Like, I don't like the unbelievable things that happen. Like so, in Vacation, there's some outrageous things. It's, oh, what, they don't make me laugh. I think stupid. It shouldn't have been in there. But overall, I enjoyed Vacation. Whereas overall, I did not enjoy this. My main enjoyment comes from. Or my main critique of a movie or whatever is, does the movie entertain me? Was I enjoying the film while I sat there? Did I get done watching the movie and think, all right, that was time well spent. I enjoyed that. I had fun. The movie doesn't have to be a critically renowned movie. It can be a movie like this that was nominated for the Razzie for worst movie of the year. And it doesn't matter to me as long as I came out and enjoyed it. With Speed Racer, I did not come out and enjoy it. I will not go as far as you and give it a zero rating, but I'll give it a one star. I give it one.
Listen, I got out of that movie and go, whew, it's about time.
That's
That's what I get.
on top of that. This was like a 2 hour, like 15 minute movie, Speed Racer. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this over yet? Oh, come on. All right, there's got to be ending soon now.
Oh man.
Oh, and I do have to say, out of place, there were two bad parts of the movie, like bad for kids or whatever. The one was the kid flips off the rich guy, which,
Yes.
whatever, I kids might not catch that. It's far away. It goes with the story. All right, it goes along. It helps out the plot, I guess. The other one though is Speed. And the final race uses the S word. He just drops the S
He
bomb
does.
and like in the middle of nowhere. Like, it did not make any sense why that would go there at all. So like the middle finger I could do with that, sure, whatever. But dropping the S word, I mean, and I'm not saying that, oh, how dare he? That's bad. I took my daughter to Shazam and they said the A word in that, whatever. But they could use it, but use it if it belongs. It does not belong in that movie at all.
I don't remember him swearing. I thought, but I do remember it having swearing in it, like one or two.
Yeah, it was just that
Yeah.
one. All right, well, those were our movie challenge reviews. Do you have something lined up for this coming month of May?
You go first.
Okay. We're going to take this back to basics here, and instead of doing themes, we're going to try and do just good movies that we really enjoy that you would be surprised when someone says that they haven't seen it. That's how this all started. It all started with what I think I did Edward
Edward
Scissorhands, and I
Scissorhands.
was very surprised that you hadn't seen it. I'm going to stick to movies like that where I watch a movie and, oh wow, you haven't seen that? Oh, I can't believe you haven't seen that. But
Okay.
I'm going to try not to stray too far away to something like Godfather, where, oh, I can't believe it. I know you don't like, you wouldn't like that at all. So, I'll try and stick to movies where even if you think you might not like it, I think there, you might enjoy it just for how good of a movie it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to do, this put me in a race kind of mood, and it put me in a mood for this movie, which is known as one of either the first or second best race movie ever made on most
I feel like I know what you're going to say, and I think I've seen it. Go ahead.
So have you seen Days of Thunder?
Yeah, you made me watch it. You already made me watch it. Saw it. Check. You made me watch that and Top Gun.
Oh, okay. I'll have to take Top Gun off my future list then, too. All right, you go ahead if you have a movie while I look at my list real quick.
Okay. I am not sure if you've seen this movie, but have you seen Shutter Island?
No, I have not. Is that with what's his name?
With Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I think I'm curious to see what you think about it. I really, really enjoyed it, but a lot of people did not like it. Kind of like Speed Racer. So, but yeah, it's just because I think it was last week we were talking about how I love all these like psychological thrillers. And
right.
So that is one of them that I really like. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will go with, well, you know, let's do this. I'm looking at my list. I got some classic movies I've seen. I feel like you may not have seen. And May is the month for the movie, which school is starting to end in May for some places, colleges mostly, and some other schools, grade high schools and stuff. I'm going to do Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I'm striking out.
It's been a very, very long time, so I can rewatch it if you want. I saw it when I was like in middle school. And that's it.
Did you like it?
I didn't like it, but I didn't dislike it. I think it was just kind of like, eh.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to one that's next on my list that I know you definitely haven't watched.
Really?
You won't be happy, but I think you might enjoy it. Planet of the Apes.
The original
Planet of the Apes. With Charlton Heston.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know you
a chick flick.
You don't like alien movies, but this has no aliens in it at all, I guarantee you. So you'll be good.
Oh my gosh. The reason I don't like alien movies is because they like try and make something that's not realistic real, and that's what's happening in Planet of the Apes.
It's very realistic.
I can take talking monkeys when they're cartoons.
No, it's very realistic. It's believable.
Oh. Man, you didn't even give me the one with Mark Wahlberg.
No, that one's just garbage.
All right, the first one, Planet of the Apes, the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
It's the best one.
Oh my gosh, how long is this movie? Aren't they like forever long?
I don't know how long it is.
Oh, it's a good thing that I watched the Lord of the Rings, because those are forever long. And I hate them.
All right, so that's our movie challenge for next month. We have Planet of the Apes that Danielle has to watch, and I have to watch Shutter Island. Let's go ahead on. I think we got some time. Let's do IMD birthdays.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to these people.
So I'll start off with popular celebrities who I don't like. Or you don't like. First one is Tom Welling.
Oh, boy.
Roy's favorite Superman, Tom Welling, turns 42 today, which is a lot older than I thought he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know he was that old.
Oh.
Next is one of my least favorite actors, Channing Tatum.
Oh, really? Wow. The girls usually like him.
Oh, because they think he's cute, but I think he's a terrible actor.
Yeah, he's not the best of actors.
He turns 39 today. And then comes Carol Burnett,
Oh,
who
wow.
is 86 today.
Now, is she on a list of not liking?
No, just those
Okay.
two. We just went with the first two.
Okay.
Then comes Jet Li, who turns 56 today.
Oh, he's getting up to the retirement age.
And well, I mean, he's fit enough to go till he's like 80.
I know.
Man. And lastly, Kevin James turns 54 today.
Oh, that's a good one. One of my favorite comedians.
So happy birthday to all of you
Happy
and
birthday,
everybody else who
everybody.
has a birthday today, including Melania Trump.
What?
Is Melania Trump's birthday as well?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to all those people. Let's move on to the movie update. Movie update time. Let's take a look at the box office from last weekend. Oh boy, it's only been out for 2 weeks and it's at number 10. Hellboy. 3.9 million.
Must not be that good. Well, also, that's like a lot of superhero movies in the box office right now.
Oh yeah, this month is crazy with superhero movies. Yeah, I've heard it's nowhere near as good as the original Hellboy was, so I'll still end up watching it. That's only grossed 19.7 million now the opening weekend and this weekend. Number nine, Missing Link, $4.1 million. Number eight, Us, $4.1 million. Number seven, Pet Sematary, up to $4.8 million. Number six is Dumbo, $6.6 million. That finally made it over the 100 million mark. Number five, Little, $8.3 million. Number four, Captain Marvel, still up there after 7 weeks, it's $9.1 million. Take a little bit of a jump to get to number three, because at $11.2 million, we have Breakthrough, the opening movie we talked about. Number one and two here. It was not a very tight race, despite what you would think. Number two at $16 million is
Shows.
Shazam, gets knocked out of first. 16.4 million. Because number one, with 26.3 million, was the curse.
Avengers.
No, that did not come out yet. The curse
Oh.
of La
It came out
Llorona.
yesterday.
Yeah, well, so not last weekend.
Well, okay, yeah.
So
I guess. Oh, man.
the curse of La Llorona got $26.3 million. So Avengers may have broken it with just their Thursday box office take. Actually, you know what? I just clicked to see Avengers made $60 million on their Thursday night preview.
I was
But I'm looking at last weekend. I always look at the last weekend. So, yeah, coming out this weekend, we got one movie, and it's Avengers Endgame. Expected to be the top, possibly the top grossing movie of all time.
I thought you were going to say of the weekend, and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's 100% bet.
Yeah, I'll put my money on that one. The odds wouldn't be very good because you're not going to make much money off of that bet. Right now, just to give you a little peek at the worldwide box office all time. Number one is Avatar at $2.7 billion.
Is this like a total of being in the theater, or is this opening weekend?
No, yeah, this is the whole existence, all-time
Okay.
best worldwide collection of money. So
Gotcha.
number one is Avatar. It's the highest grossing box office ever, 2.7 billion. Number two is Titanic, 2.1 billion. So quite a jump down.
That with a friend and her mom in the movie theater and her grandmother. Talk about awkward movies. It's great to watch in a movie theater.
Number three is Star Wars The Force Awakens at $2 billion. And the only other one, the top $2 billion, is Avengers Infinity War, which is the last one at $2 billion. So that's the top four all time. This is expected to at least be number two, because, you know, from number four to number two, you only have from $2 billion to $2.1 billion, basically. So we'll see if it ends up beating Avatar for the highest grossing movie.
I hope not. I'm so bored with the Avenger movies. So bored.
Well, this is the last one. Let's see what happens to Infinity Stones. If you want to
see it. That's what somebody was like, are you going to watch it? And I was like, probably not. I'm super bored with them. And they're like, yeah, but this is the last one. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't really even remember what happened in Infinity Wars, let alone do I care what happens. Like, I'm so uninvested.
The movie was like less than a year ago.
I know. I remember that they all disintegrated into dust.
Half of them, 50% of the people.
Ugh. But like, I'm just not in, I just feel like the arc of the story is about the stones, and they hit on it a tiny bit in the first one, and then they hit on it in the last one, but like the in-between ones, it was kind of non-existent, and so it kind of disappeared.
It's been in every movie, every Marvel movie.
But like only a tiny bit. Like, I think that's my problem, and you know this of me. I think our younger brother definitely knows this of me. I do not like it when characters cross over into other shows, movies, books. Because if I like that character, that means I feel obligated to watch that show, movie, or read that book. And that's just extra this that I don't want to do. Like, I love the movie or the show The Flash, but then they started doing crossovers with Arrow, and I didn't like Arrow. And then I didn't want to watch Arrow just to see The Flash, because the story, like, even though some people say the story, you don't have to watch that to get the whole story. You do. Because it pops up again, because they cross over like at least three times a season. Like, and then Supergirl started to cross over, and then all the other shows started to cross over. It's just very annoying to me. So I don't like Avengers.
Well, that's one thing that DC does good, unless it's you. They do it bad. They world build. They have this vast world that they have built that they all just coexist together, which is unlike the DC movies for the most part that have come out. They have not done a good job at that. They didn't even coexist until they started. They decided.
You just said DC twice. You said that's one thing DC does well, unless it's you.
Oh, sorry. Marvel does well. That's one thing that Marvel does well, that they build the world and they can have everybody living coexistently. But yeah, DC does not do that well. They didn't even start to. What's that?
But I can't watch a Marvel movie and not be a little bit lost at one point without seeing the Avengers.
Oh, I think you kind of 100%, yeah.
No, certainly not with Spider-Man. If I watch Spider-Man, then I'm lost a little bit if I haven't seen, like, there are points where I don't know, there are jokes, there are points that I don't get because I haven't seen the Avengers, which I have seen the Avengers, but so I got them, but that's why I know.
Oh, see, I feel totally opposite. I feel like, for the most part, they all stand alone, but especially the Spider-Man ones, I feel stood alone.
Not Spider-Man, not Iron Man, especially Iron Man 3 and 2, because they're all about him. Well, 3 is all about him, how, like, after the Avengers, he just got super depressed because everything he saw. And, like, the whole movie is based off of the Avengers movie happening.
Right, because it's like a whole series of books. They're doing it with a movie.
But the point is, if you like the Iron Man character and only the Iron Man character, you should be able to only watch Iron Man movies and understand everything.
Well, they don't want to do that. They want to take your money and make you watch everything.
And that's why I don't like them. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't feel like that was Spider-Man at all. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't feel like that was coexisted at all. I mean, he lives in their world, obviously, but I feel like that was a total standalone movie, especially because, I mean, they had to make it kind of a standalone movie because it's Sony making it, not Marvel, so.
He gets his suit from Iron Man.
Yeah. Iron Man was in the Spider-Man movie. You did not have to see the Avengers movie for Spider-Man to. Spider-Man was barely in the Avengers movie. He was in one scene. Yeah.
I disagree, but that's okay. We can disagree.
He was in the airport scene. That's the only scene he was in the Avengers movie.
Okay.
So for Avengers Endgame, if you want to see it, you will have no problem seeing it. Just looking at my local movie theater, they're having 42 showings a day this weekend. The longest period you would have to go to wait to see a movie is 45 minutes in between showings. The shortest would be 5 minutes in between showings. So I think you're pretty, if you need to see us, you're pretty set. You're good. You'll be able to see it.
And for people who don't want to see Avengers, but really want to go to the movies, you'll have really short lines.
Yeah. You'll get your,
or like not full line, but like, I mean, you'll have a really long line to get your ticket, but then you'll have nobody in your theater.
Your choice of seats. Now, the coolest thing, promotion that I've seen Google do probably is today, right now. If you Google the word Thanos, which is the villain in the Avengers movies and in the Marvel Universe movies, on the right side, it's got that little biography. It shows pictures of him. It says Thanos. It says fictional supervillain. And then it's got the Infinity Gauntlet, that like glove that he's wearing where he puts the Infinity Stones in. If you click on the Infinity Gauntlet, now, what happens in the movie is, from the last movie, it's not a spoiler, it was about, around a year ago, he snaps his finger, and 50% of Earth's existence, of people, just vanish, all right? So, if you click on this glove, the glove snaps its finger, and the web results for Thanos, which was at 90 million web results, search results, ends up, it slowly starts disappearing. And it takes you and shows you all the web results on your page that start disappearing until there's only about 50% of the web results. So it goes from 90 million to 45.5 million web results. I thought that was really cool how they did that. Have you seen that?
No.
No. That's pretty cool. So I don't know how long it's going to last. If you're out there, Google the word Thanos and then go to the right side and click on his hand. And it's cool to see all the web results starting to disappear. And then if you click on his hand again, they end up coming back. You'll see everything just comes back. So that's it for movies. There's nothing coming out with Netflix. They're not even trying to compete with Thanos and the Avengers. So that's our take on the movies. It's the time everybody comes for, word or story. Word or story time. Number one, chili. With a Y. Chilly.
Good thing you clarified, because I was thinking, I don't like chili. It's chilly in my apartment right now, because I got my balcony door open. And it's a little chilly outside.
Number two, sharp.
A knife ish.
Thanks for coming, folks.
That's what I think of. Sharp knives.
Number three. Evasive.
Ooh, that's a fun word. I like that word. I don't know what it makes me think of. I guess it just makes me think of like being a spy, being evasive.
Ooh, nice. Number four, sleepy.
I was Surprisingly, not sleepy this past weekend. I had a big weekend for Easter with work, and so I worked a ton at work and then brought home work to work on. But then, like when you get, I'm going to use it as an example as a toddler because when I, because that's how I think like about kids.
Okay.
So, like when you have a toddler and they have a nap time, but then you're like out during the nap time, so they like can't get their nap in. And so then they become overtired where they're
Right.
just cranky. And then after that, they're just not tired anymore at all. Like they have a bunch of energy again.
Yes.
That's how I was on Saturday. So
You went through the cranky stage.
I did. So I got very little sleep between Friday and Saturday. And then I think Saturday was like a huge day where I was like, it was physically exhausting and I was so tired. And then I got home, and just like sat down and I was so tired, but like I think mentally I wasn't tired, just physically. So I didn't sleep. And then I got cranky because I went out to a store and felt like they were being really rude to me. And so I was super cranky. And then I didn't sleep at all from Saturday to Sunday. So I was up for pretty much 48 hours
Oh, wow.
with only like a few hours of sleep the night before that. So I was hitting that toddler stage of sleepiness where I was overtired and then cranky and then not tired at all.
So hopefully you got your sleep this week. You caught up some.
Well, do you know it's a true fact that you
Not a
can't
fake
actually,
fact.
no, not a fake fact. You can't actually make up sleep. You
Yeah,
can't catch up on sleep.
I've heard that. Whatever
So
that
I didn't.
means. Word number five, ritzy.
Ritzy?
Yes.
I guess it makes me think of like the Ritz, like a rich hotel or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess it's weird, but I guess that's what it makes me think of.
No, that's
Where I've
fine.
been to the Ritz Hotel in London. I didn't stay
Whoa.
there. I just walked
Oh.
past
Walk
it.
back. So you haven't been to it, like.
I've been to it. I've been in the lobby.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. And then I walked back.
Fake fact, she's been to the Ritz.
That's a true fact. I didn't say I stayed at the Ritz. I just say I've been to it.
Well, at first it didn't sound like you're like, I've been to the Ritz. I walked by it. I'm like, walking by it doesn't count.
Well, I think that still counts too, by the way.
So you
I've
can.
been to the Eiffel Tower. I didn't go up or in it, but I've walked by it and around it. That counts.
Sure, I guess so. This is funny.
See?
I've been to the Ritz. I walked by it. Fake
I
fact.
wasn't ritzy enough to go in and stay.
All right, what is the last purchase you made?
I'm thinking it was gas. I had to buy gas for my car. So
That's getting
luxurious.
expensive.
Yeah, it is.
That's getting
309.
ritzy.
Come on. Pretty soon I'm gonna have to say that I wasn't at the gas station. I just had to drive past it. I had to park past it.
I just walked by it.
And to push my car past it.
Fake fact, I bought gas today.
Fake fact.
True
Oh,
fact, I didn't really buy gas, I just walked by.
man.
I biked by and laughed at all the people.
As the rain was coming down on you.
What was your last purchase?
A Wonder Woman raincoat for my daughter. Actually, no, I striked that. I bought one thing since then. I did. What was it? So my older daughter is getting really into Pac-Man. Because for my birthday or Christmas, I got this little, it's like an arcade game. Mm-hmm. But it's miniature. It's about 2 inches tall arcade game. With the tiniest little thumbstick that I can barely control. The little joystick. And a screen that you can barely see. And it plays Pac-Man. And my older daughter has taken a liking to it. Like, she loves playing it. She'll pick it up whenever there's like 5 minutes of time where she's waiting for us to leave the house or something like that. And she's already ready. She'll pick it up and just play a game or two of it. So she's like really into it now. She loves playing Pac-Man. So I got I bought one of those video games. It's like a joystick and the video game's in the joystick. And you just, it's a plug and play game. Right. You plug it into the TV. So I bought I bought Miss Pac-Man for her. So that's my last purchase.
You're such a nice dad.
I try sometimes.
That's going to be our theme for Vacation Bible School at work.
I saw video games. I showed it to her with Pac-Man was on it.
Yep. I made a Pac-Man board on a wall.
Very cool.
Because I'm that cool. And a Tetris board. None of the kids knew what it was. But I didn't have enough time to go new school on the video game.
You couldn't make something Fortnite?
No. We did do Fortnite dancing.
Though, oh, there you go.
For the kickoff. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you can visit me on Twitter at SupermanRoy12. You can email us at SiblingJabber@Outlook.com. Visit us at anchor.fm/siblingjabber where you can leave a voicemail if you wish. But most importantly, best of all, subscribe to our podcast and tell other people about it and review us. All three wrapped in one. Just do it. Just click the subscribe button, click the review button, give us some stars and tell someone about us. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be your mom. It could be your dad. It could be your son. It could be your dog. Tell somebody. Not your dog unless they could hit the subscribe button. If they can, then go ahead and tell them. And if they have their own phone. They'd have to have their own phone. So they're just hitting the subscribe button on your phone. It's already hit. So they're kind of actually unsubscribing.
Unless they have their own account.
Yeah. They make their own account. Do they have their own Spotify account? There you go.
Yeah. That's whose passwords are 1, 2, 3, 4. Because it's the dogs. Easiest.
There's this woof, 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 woof. It's voice command password.
It's paw print.
Instead of fingerprint identification, it's a paw print identification.
Yeah. That's what my dog is.
Oh, good.
She uses my phone all the time.
Oh, she's got her own Spotify account.
Hers is nose print.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that, but dogs' noses can use your touch screen.
No, I did not know that. True I mean, it makes fact. Sense. It makes sense, but. Everybody out there is going to be trying their own noses on phones. Now you're going to see thousands of people using their noses on phones now.
Well, people's noses work, of course, too, because it's skin. I use my nose sometimes. Listen, there are times when I'm holding an umbrella and my phone in one hand and my dog in the other hand, and I need to turn my flashlight on my phone to see in the dark. So I have to use my nose. It happens, man. It happens.
There you go, people. If you don't have any hands free, you can use your nose for your phone. Hopefully you don't have fingerprint identification to unlock your phone. You switch it to just numbers or something so you can open it with your nose.
I have one of those draw patterns. So I just
You're swiping your nose all around the different shapes.
Well, I have facial recognition.
But it doesn't recognize your face when it's pitch dark outside. So my backup is a shape.
So you're just swiping around with your nose like a fool.
Yeah. Yes. Not like a fool, like a very smart person who needs their flashlight.
See, you gotta take a video of that and put it up on your Instagram.
How am I supposed to take a video of that? I have no hands.
Have somebody record you doing
Then I would make them undo my phone.
All right, folks, that's a wrap. That's April for you. We're moving on to May next. So we'll talk next time we talk to you, it'll be May. Goodbye for now. I'm Roy.
I'm sometimes Danielle.
Bye.
Bye.
Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.